With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Nature Careers Podcast. I'm Julie Gould. This month, the Nature Careers Podcast is celebrating women in science, and we're doing that by showcasing the first winners of two annual awards set up by Nature Research in partnership with the Estee Lauder companies. One award focuses on innovation in science, while the second one on inspiration. The Inspiring Science Award goes to an individual, while the Innovation in Science Award goes to a team. And the ceremony to award both prizes took place earlier this week in London. For this episode, I caught up with one member of the team that won the Innovation in Science Award.
Career orientation is almost lacking in Hungary in the STEM field. Teachers or parents have a very limited information on career opportunities and potential future jobs. And this is why the key goal of our programs, of our association, is to take high school students into real life environment.
What could be a better 10th birthday gift than being internationally recognised for your efforts in supporting women in science? For the Association of Hungarian Women in Science, this is exactly what happened. In 2008, 10 female scientists came together to found what is now an international group supporting thousands of young people, mainly young women, in science, technology, engineering and maths-related subjects. They run events, mentoring sessions, shadowing days for secondary school goers, all the way up to tenured scientists. All age groups can benefit from what the association does. And its aim is to ensure recognition in scientific fields is based on professional competencies rather than on gender. Dr. Katalin Balanci from the Centre of Energy Science at the Hungarian Academy of Sciences is the current president of the association. She's been involved from the very beginning and has shared with me some of the exciting things that they've been doing, but also why she thinks mentoring is one of the most important things the association can offer.
First of all, congratulations for being awarded the Nature Research Award for Innovating Science. That must be very exciting.
Yes, thank you. We are really happy for this award.
Katalin, what are some of the challenges that young women and girls face in STEM subjects in Hungary?
I think career orientation is almost lacking in Hungary in the STEM field. Teachers or parents have a very limited information on career opportunities and potential future jobs. And this is why the key goal of our programs, of our association, is to take high school students into real life environment and make STEMs. And on the other hand, young women and girls as well need their role models who they can look up to and who we can use to popularize scientific professions and shows that the women can be successful in so-called man professionals.
And is science still very much a male-dominated career field in Hungary?
Yes, it's true. For example, in my lab, I'm working in the Center for Energy Research, and we have only 10% of female researchers. in universities, the situation is same. When I was a student, I studied in Slovak Technical University in Bratislava, and I started my first year in this university. I had 1,200 male colleagues and only 9 female. It was a shock for me.
You run events for mainly young women and girls in STEM subjects. Can you describe some of the type of events that you run for these girls?
We have a lot of events, and not only for the young ladies, but for the real researchers after the postdoctoral study. And one of a very important program in the association is the International Girls' Day. This year we had 3,000 young ladies, participated in this program. The next one is Shadowing Day. It's a very exciting way to give students a real picture of the scientific job. During this day, the students follow a female researcher. It's a very important female researcher throughout a day like a shadow and observing her works. And on the other hand, we have some programs for the STEM female researchers. We have a special award. It's an excellent award for women in science. These awards can be won year by year by young researchers after the PhD study who demonstrated outstanding performance in their STEM field.
And what impact are these kind of events having locally in Hungary on some of the young researchers and young secondary school students?
The success of the Girls' Day events and the effectiveness of our years of work, the number of girls enrolling the faculty of, for example, electrical engineering and informatics of the Budapest University of Technology and Engineering. This is one of the most prestigious technology universities, not only in Central Europe, but in Hungary as well. We doubled between 2012 and 2018. The ratio of female fresh person increased from the 7 to 14%.
So tell me a bit more about how and why you became involved in the Association for Women in Science in Hungary.
I had a very good mentor. It was an old man, and I studied the transmission electron microscopy. And it was a lot of energy from the side of my mentor. And he pushed me that, please, make your PhD because you are excellent, you will be a good researcher. And it was the first moment in my life when I created, it was the first step in my career, my research career, but I need the mentor. And this the mentoring is my main role in this association, showed that young women may be this, very good researchers, same older men. But in a real time, I'm leading a group with 40 researchers, 40 people, in film physics department. And every year I'm organizing for the young ladies, for example, a Girls' Day. It's a very famous. 100 young ladies coming to my lab, and they may check the different projects, the different equipment, and they have a real idea what is the scientist. But my most important role in the association is shown that young ladies can have scientific career and family in the same time, because I'm my leader position and I'm mother of 2 small sons, 8 and 10 years old sons.
So what are some of the challenges that young women who are also mothers or who want to be mothers face when they want a research career?
In Hungary, the maternity leave is usually 3 years. And in the life of the researcher, 3 years is an extremely long time. And during these 3 years, the research in your life is very close to zero. It's not so easy, because during the 3 years, you have a totally new project, totally new waves or routes. I don't know. in a material, because I'm a material scientist. During the 3 years, you have a lot of different technologies, novel materials, novel nanomaterials, novel technologies. But if you are not active during these 3 years, you will be a technician after the PhD and not real researcher, because you are out of this new field. Yeah, it's not so easy. But I would like to have a chance for the mother staying at home for 3 or more years with the kids, be a researcher during this time. And it's not so easy. But if you have a mentor or helping in this field, you may make your career during your maternity leave as well.
3 years maternity leave is a really long time. How is a mentorship program helping these mothers stay active in research?
One of the opportunity of the young female researchers after the during the maternity life or after this maternity life is a part-time job. They may work only few days during the week, and they may prepare during this time the publications, or they may participating in the different projects and working from home, prepare the publication, they may prepare the database from the results, and these works are not need the equipment, and they may stay at home and working from the home. And during these 3 years, they will have a publication, they will still active researchers.
So with the mentorship program, does that mean that you have mentors within academia who partner with these women who are staying at home to look after the children during their maternity leave, and in that way they help each other?
Yeah. We are preparing for this ladies' special conferences or programs, one-day programs with the kindergarten, because they need some help with the kids. Yeah, I hope it will be better and better in this field.
Katalin, thank you very much for speaking to me, and congratulations again on being awarded the Nature Research Award for Innovating Science.
Thank you, Julie, for your call.
Thank you, Dr. Balanci. You can find out more about the winners at nature.com/careers. And if you want to find out more about the awards, perhaps to enter next year, you can go to the awards website. As Dr. Balanci made clear, one big challenge that many women in science face is juggling parenting and work responsibilities. I've asked Nana Lee from the University of Toronto to share her top tip on how to make it work. But I'll let her introduce herself properly.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nana Lee, and I'm the director and assistant professor teaching stream for graduate professional development at the University of Toronto. I also have some experience in industry before I started this position, so I have experience in both in and out of academia. So top tip that I want to provide today is this concept about moving in and out of academia and industry, and also balancing a career with having a family, because I have 3 children. And both of these concepts can actually be answered under the same category of career transitions. Whether you want to move into industry, move back into academia, or integrate children, they all require the essential core competencies of flexibility, actively seeking mentors, and creativity. For example, transitioning from an academic postdoc to industry requires being flexible with the research and team environment, making connections through informational interviews and networking, and being creative in finding the market need which aligns with your interests. Having children also requires the flexibility to integrate more responsibilities with career goals, which themselves could change after, actively seeking other moms or dads to ask for their advice, and being creative to fit the existing job or even propose a modified or a new job to integrate your changes. So to recap, the top 3 tips are flexibility, mentorship, and creativity.
That's it for this episode, but as an extra treat, we'll have another episode this month where I'll be speaking to the winner of the Inspiring Science Award, Dr. Mirjana Povic. Otherwise, you can follow our adventures on the Nature Careers website at nature.com/careers, on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Gault.